You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A weekend episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question, just email us at contact@100mba.net or tweet at me at BizRepublic on Twitter. We would love to answer your question. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Today's question comes from Brian. And Brian asks, I need to buy hosting for my website. Do I get started with a shared hosting plan, a VPS, a dedicated server? What do I need? Great question, Brian. I will be answering it in today's Q&A episode. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by InfoFree.com. I know many of you are struggling to find new customers because most contact lists are outdated and don't have the sales leads that are right for your business. That's where InfoFree.com comes in. They help small businesses and sales professionals find the right leads. In fact, InfoFree updates its sales leads on a weekly and monthly basis. With over 14 million businesses and 220 million consumers, you can't go wrong. Especially that InfoFree is giving away a 30-day risk-free trial of its services. Just go to InfoFree.com/MBA and start getting the leads you need. InfoFree.com/MBA. Brian asks which type of hosting he should get. He wants to start his website. Does he need a shared hosting plan, a virtual private server, or a dedicated server? So for those who don't know, when you have a website, you have to have hosting for it. There are solutions like Squarespace that include hosting, and it's usually a shared hosting type of platform. But if you're building your own website or you're creating a website on WordPress, you're going to need hosting to host your website. This is so your website is live 24/7 on a secure server that can really be available at any time. So which type of hosting plan should you go? Well, it depends on how large your audience is. How much traffic are you getting? What are you really doing on your website? So if you're just getting started, a shared hosting plan is good enough. Now, my advice to you is to choose a company that can scale with you. Choose a hosting provider that has a shared hosting plan, a VPS or a virtual private server, and a dedicated server. That way they can grow with you. It's a lot easier to move your data with the same hosting company. So let's talk a little bit about the differences of these three. A shared hosting plan is basically you have a part in a server. You share space on a server with your hosting plan. So you're not using the whole server. And that may be just enough for what you need, especially if you have a website for a physical business that no real traffic or transactions are happening on your site. People are just going to your site to find the address, get information, maybe contact information. But if you get a site that has millions of viewers a month, shared hosting is really not going to have the bandwidth you need. But if you're getting started, if you're under 100,000, 200,000 visitors a month, shared hosting is enough. I would probably even say up to 300, 400,000 visitors a month, you're still fine with shared hosting. Now, you got to remember these visitors include anything that's happening on your site. So if you have a membership site, those members that are going inside your site to view your videos, that's a visit. That's traffic. It's not just people that are going there to check out your blog. It's any kind of traffic that's going on. So really, the differentiator is bandwidth, is how much traffic it can handle. In terms of storage, these shared hosting plans are really generous, and you're really not going to have too much going on there because you're not really going to be uploading any heavy files. Video is uploaded to a video hosting site like Wistia or YouTube, for example. Your audio files are on SoundCloud, so the heavy files are hosted separately, and you really should do that. You should never host any audio or video files on your actual website, on your actual host, because it's going to slow down the speed of your site, and the videos won't render as fast as they should. It's just not meant for video and audio storage. So if you're just getting started, a shared hosting plan is fine. Now, what's a VPS? A virtual private server is an upgrade from a shared hosting plan. It's something in between a shared hosting plan and a dedicated server. It's not completely a dedicated server because you are still sharing some sort of the server. To make it very clear, you're basically splitting a server, or you're using a greater part of a server, but you're still sharing it. It has more privacy, more security than a hosting plan. And when I say that, I mean like you have more control over what goes on your server. It's not completely managed by the actual hosting company. This is really irrelevant to you if you're just getting started and you're just building a website. Everything's secure and fine. This is really more applicable if you're running a web-based app or you have a SaaS product. This is something that we had to consider when we built Webinar Ninja, because Webinar Ninja is a SaaS app. It's a web-based app, and we need fast bandwidth. So a shared hosting plan is completely out of the question, and even a VPS. So we had to upgrade to a dedicated server. So a dedicated server, or servers, you can have many servers to run a really, really robust app like Webinar Ninja that has a lot of users using it at the same time. Plus, we have a lot of traffic to our websites, and a dedicated server is something that we need. Now, obviously, with each of these options, there are price points. A shared hosting plan is the most economical, and it's great because you're just getting started, so you're trying to lower your expenses. A VPS is a little bit more expensive, and a dedicated server is the most expensive. And even within these actual plans, even with like the dedicated server, there's a dedicated server that's, you know, $150 a month, and there's dedicated servers that are $1,000 a month. But my advice to you is to choose a hosting company that you find easy to use, that has great service, that you can grow with. There are plenty of options there. We're a little bit biased here on the $100 MBA show because we use HostGator, and they're one of our sponsors. If you want to use HostGator like us, they actually offer our listeners a discount. You can just go to HostGator.com/MBA30, and it's a 30% discount. But you don't have to go with them. You can go with whoever you feel is best. Do your homework and choose what's best for your business. My advice to you is try out their chat, try out their customer service on chat, see how quickly they respond so you can know how good is their service. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Privlo. Are you self-employed, an entrepreneur, or business owner who's successful, has good credit, but can't get a mortgage through a traditional lender? Privlo is a new kind of mortgage lender that can help. They take a holistic view of your finances to see if you qualify for a mortgage, even if you've had a bankruptcy or a foreclosure over a year old, or a short sale over 6 months ago, or even if you have a limited credit history. Privlo knows that the gig economy is the new normal and built a company that specializes in home loans tailored to fit real lives. To apply, go to privlo.com/podcast and fill out a simple online form. You'll have a decision in hours. That's privlo.com/podcast or call 855-477-4850. Privlo, get home. And now, in an amazing demonstration of compliance, that means Privlo's on the up and up, a few words from the government. Privlo Inc. is a licensed equal housing mortgage lender. NMLS ID 1076413, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Illinois Residential Mortgage License, Washington CL 1076413, Texas License 107679. All right, guys. So my final advice to you when it comes to choosing a hosting plan, either shared, VPS, or dedicated server, is find a company that has great service that you can grow with. If you're just getting started, your traffic's kind of low, is less than 300,000 visitors a month, then go with a shared hosting plan and then move up to the VPS. And maybe in the near future, you never know, you'll need a dedicated server because you need to handle millions of visitors a month. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Again, guys, if you have a question, you could tweet at me at BizRepublic on Twitter, B-I-Z Republic, and I'll put your question in our spreadsheet. We'll make sure to answer it on Q&A weekends. Every Saturday and Sunday, we answer your questions. I'd love to hear from you and answer your question. I'm always interested to hear what people are struggling with, what they need help with. This is what we're here for, to help you guys out. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. When it comes to tech and choosing the right service to do your hosting or even your social media like Buffer or whatever it is, really go with the best service. because you're going to be dealing with them day in and day out. You know, maybe not every single day, but you'll have to interact with them, and you want great service. That's really what you're paying for. It's not really the software or the hosting you're paying for. You're paying for the service. So make sure you choose something with great service. You'll thank me later. This is why I will never leave Buffer. Buffer app is one of the best companies when it comes to customer service, and they're fantastic. They're always, always helpful. So anytime you're going to buy something, be it tech or service for your business, take a look at how they take care of their customers and go with that. All right, guys. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, the next Q&A weekend episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.